Welcome back, everybody. Now, bycatch is when marine creatures are caught accidentally in nets intended for other species. We commonly hear about dolphins, marine turtles, seabirds getting caught in the nets where they die. We don't have any large marine turtles or dolphins in Manitoba, but fishermen here catch pickerel, sauger, whitefish, and pike, and they are limited by a quota. To get the best price for their work, it's pickerel thereafter. The rest gets bushed. If you attended the Growing Local Conference near the end of February, you might have heard of a project aiming to help Winnipeg harvest and collect valuable data of fish that would be bushed because the market doesn't compensate. All right, I'm joined by Harry Finnegan and Dean Rennie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, let's is that a bit. All right, so guys, now, Dean, can you put this project kind of in a nutshell for us just to understand what's going on here?
Well, I guess what we want to do is, as a result of some of the regulations and the way that the fishing industry works here in Manitoba, there's a lot of waste produced. A lot of, especially in the summer fishery, it seems that whitefish is going to waste. And so basically what we want to do is we want to have the fishers of Grand Rapids land that fish, bring it in, and have it donated to Winnipeg Harvest to be distributed through their food bank system.
All right, and I forgot, we also have Gerald McKay from Grand Rapids Fishermen's Co-op on the line. Gerald, are you there?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. All right, so now I'd like to know who's involved in the project?
Well, there's quite a few folks. We have, well, first of all, there's an offer by Grand Rapids Fishermen's Co-op to Winnipeg Harvest to on a two-year pilot project to provide the fish that otherwise would be wasted, as Dean said, to Winnipeg Harvest. It's been supported by the Aboriginal Council of Winnipeg. And so there's a lot of interest, a lot of support in it. And we're looking at a two-year pilot.
Okay. So now, this for Gerald, I spoke to some commercial fishermen who they prefer to remain anonymous, but they say that transporting all that extra fish would that they wouldn't normally bring to shore would just be a headache. Now, how do you see that?
I don't know if I see it as a headache. Maybe they don't know the whole story here. Like what we had intended to do is to reimburse the fisherman for his gas and his labor. I think they come up with a number of $23 a box. So they have to take it ashore anyway, and so if you're traveling a long ways, then it becomes a problem. But if you're just going 5 or 10 miles, it shouldn't be a problem.
Okay.
If I can add to that, it also presumes that the trucks that are going back to the city to Freshwater Fish Marketing Corporation's plant from Grand Rapids are totally full, and I'm not sure that is the case. But part of the idea behind a pilot project is to find out how we can make this work. So if we need to do a special arrangement with a trucking company that's hopefully also supportive of Winnipeg Harvest, we think this can happen.
Now, you guys have kind of hashed out quite a few details with trucking and all that. And Freshwater's on board with this as well.
Yeah, Freshwater's agreed to allow us to basically piggyback on their transport system from Grand Rapids to Winnipeg. It's already an existing transport route, and again, Freshwater said that they should have room on the truck. And so they've allowed us to, again, piggyback with them for the same price that they pay Gardewine North for transport.
So now not only would you be helping Winnipeg Harvest, but collecting valuable data. Now what data exactly would we be collecting?
Well, I think the data we'd be looking at for sure is the actual amount of fish that is going to waste. This gives us an opportunity to have the fish that would otherwise be thrown away brought in. It can be recorded, it can be counted, it can be the start of getting an idea of what the scope of this bycatch problem is. And once we know what the problem is or how big it is, then we're able to, make some sort of adjustments and things like that to address the problem.
So where does the problem come from anyways? I mean, the quota system is there for a reason. We can't be taking so many fish out of the lake. But why isn't it working?
Well, this problem isn't unique to Manitoba. Every fishery around the world has got the reality of bushed fish, and it all relates to what kind of price fishers can get for their catch. So it isn't unique to Manitoba. And one of the reasons for doing a two-year pilot is so that we can actually measure what the impact will be. We understand that Manitoba Water Stewardship have been doing annual counts of different species in the Grand Rapids area for many, many years now. Our hypothesis is that with this program, we're not going to see an impact on whitefish because people know that it's being bushed because the fishers are essentially getting at about one-third of the actual price that they can get for pickerel.
Right.
When we met with Minister Rondeau, his comment was, this is one of those situations where most communities put their head in the sand, and what we're doing with this pilot project is coming up with a real win-win, that this fish, if it goes to an epic harvest, where right now David Northcott mentioned, and he's part of the steering committee to make this happen, only 2% of the food that gets distributed in the hampers, there's about 5,000 hampers that are distributed regularly, only 2% of the food has got protein. And their goal is to get up to 12 to 15%. So this is all about providing more healthy food to people that are living in poverty, and at the same time providing some support to the fishers in Grand Rapids. And we're not looking at a total handout from government.
No.
This pilot project is saying if the government will provide half the costs, which we estimate will be $60,000 per year, we'll be working with the Fishermen's Co-op and Winnipeg Harvest to get the other half, the other $60,000, donated through corporations and various sponsors.
Now, why won't the province help you out? Like, what are they saying? Or what are they not saying? What do you think is going wrong here?
We've had a very good meeting with Minister Rondeau last month. And he was very encouraging. I met on behalf of the steering committee with representatives of a number of different departments. It's under consideration. We haven't had a formal reply yet, but we're still very cautiously optimistic that we're going to get a yes to this proposal because it makes a ton of sense.
Now, what after the 2 years is over, what kind of do you plan to broaden the trial or do something entirely different?
Well, again, with a pilot project, you're not sure what the exact outcomes are going to be. It could be expanded around the lake to different communities, again, to get an idea of, you know, if there's areas where bycatch is more of a problem. Again, once you have a scope of the problem, you're able to adjust and make those changes to address the problem. But currently, there is no data collected on this issue. There's no record of it happening. It's just one of those kind of dirty little secrets almost.
Now, Gerald, you being a fisherman, can you tell us how the industry has changed over the years to become wasteful?
It hasn't really changed. This problem has been there for it's been there forever, but nobody's ever addressed it. Like Dean said, it's a dirty little secret that nobody talks about, and whenever we try and do something about it, it just gets pushed aside. Like it's been there forever.
Now, you've tried to do something about it before.
Well, in 1997, we gave away whitefish at the legislature to protest this, and nothing ever came of that. Like they'll just wait us out. Like this is if people don't see it, it's not happening. That's the mentality that the bureaucrats are using.
So, what's your practice? I don't want to pin you up against the wall here. But why not just keep the whitefish?
Well, I'll give you an explanation of how that works. It's like the average licensed in the summertime is 8,000, I'll use pounds here, it's 8,000 pounds. So if you took in pickerel at 8,000 pounds times $1.80 a pound, you would get about, you know, $14,000 or something like that. But if you took in whitefish at 60 cents a pound, so
you're getting way less.
You're getting way less, and so that's taking from your quota, and most people want to maximize their quota because it's pretty marginal as it is. So all the whitefish gets thrown away. And this is the same for every fisherman. Like, it's, you know, the pickerel and whitefish swim in the same water, and the net is there, so it's just, you just keep one species and throw away the other one.
Now, what's stopping you from just giving away the fish that you'd likely throw out?
Well, that goes back to the bureaucrats and how the system works. Like, we can't give it's illegal for us to throw the fish away. It's illegal for us to give the fish away. And so we sort of have to throw it away secretly, if you know, put it that way, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, and I think there's a combination of things happening here. It's not just fishers' behavior by throwing out the fish. I mean, the way the quota system is set up, it's non-partitioned, so that, you know, when Gerald mentioned that 8,000 pounds for a quota, it doesn't differentiate between species. It just says, okay, you can bring 8,000 pounds of fish in.
Right.
So the fishers want to maximize the return, so they're going to bring in the higher valued fish. Now, another aspect to this is the market pricing. Some fish are obviously priced more than others. The pickerel is way higher than the whitefish. But even within one species, within the pickerel, there's price differences that, you know, make it more viable for the fisher to bring in one certain size.
Right.
And with a gillnet fishery, it's not selective like that. You know, you put your nets in, what you get in your net is what you get. But when the price for, say, a medium-sized pickerel is 25 cents a kilo more than, you know, a small or a large, you've got incentive to bring in that one-size fish.
Now, wasn't there a 2008 or 2011, I'm thinking of all these water stewardship documents, but it was suggested by a board that the water stewardship take up to separate the species of fish in their quotas. Now, obviously, Manitoba didn't do that.
Well, it is one suggestion in the Lake Winnipeg Quota Review Task Force in 2011 put out a document to water stewardship. That stated that said, you know, this is one of our recommendations, that we can partition the quota and bring it. But it wasn't detailed enough to show how that would necessarily affect the livelihood of people. Because if you're saying, okay, out of the 8,000 pounds, you can only bring in 6,000 pounds of pickerel and 2,000 pounds of whitefish. Again, that last 2,000 pounds, you're only getting 68 cents a pound for it.
Right.
You know, so I don't think they want to necessarily have a negative effect on the livelihood of the fishers, because again, it's such a marginal livelihood as it is.
Now, what we became aware of the fact that in the spring of 2008, the Manitoba Water Stewardship introduced a program that attempted to provide an extra consideration for communities in Lake Winnipeg with regards to whitefish. And it's the community Whitefish Optimization Program, I think it's called, and that was put in on a pilot project. And so our sense is, well, first of all, we'd like to know the results of that particular initiative, and we don't see it as something that's been done instead of what we're talking about. What we're talking about is a community that's taken the initiative to make something happen, Grand Rapids, together with Winnipeg Harvest, to deal with poverty in a very real way and to deal with healthy food and healthy living. But we are aware of that initiative, and we've asked for more details regarding what they found through this pilot project and what we can learn from it.
And basically the way the program worked was they allowed, well, and I'll use Grand Rapids as an example. What they did was they allowed an extra 500 kilos of whitefish onto the fisherman's quota, you know, to allow them to bring in that fish. It doesn't say anywhere in the program that they was set up to, you know, curb the waste at all. But again, what they did was they allowed that extra 500 kilograms per fisher, you know, to utilize that whitefish. So it was probably a part of the problem, that they wanted to, you know, bring down the waste and actually utilize the fish.
Now, Gerald, is there a way that you could put the fish back in the water without them dying, or is this I mean, that's kind of an obvious question, I guess.
Whitefish are pretty sensitive to handling. Like, once you handle a fish, their gills become damaged, and so the chances of that fish living are pretty slim.
Right. So it's different than me casting my line into the lake and throwing the fish back.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what do you guys need to get this going again?
We need a yes from the province. We need the go-ahead that they'll do this on a pilot project basis to enable Grand Rapids to provide that fish to Winnipeg Harvest on a pilot basis. We're looking at taking this on in a responsible way. It's nobody's benefit if at the end of the 2 years we find out that the whitefish is being depleted, end of project.
Yeah.
But we don't think that's going to happen. We believe in a sustainable fishery, and we think that this pilot project will work and be a win-win for everybody.
And just to give you kind of an idea of the amount of fish we're talking about, last March, actually, 2011, the Grand Rapids Fishers Co-op, we did a preliminary survey of the fishers. We simply asked them the question, in the last summer season, how many kilograms of fish do you think that, you know, was wasted or thrown away during, you know, in one day? What would you say that you threw away in one day? Well, we only got about a 21% reply from the membership, which was about 23 fishers. And the results from that, the total was that they said that they were throwing away approximately 3,300 kilograms of fish in one day. And that's only from like 21% of the membership.
So we that could be really, really high.
It could be really high. And again,
do you think they could be holding back those numbers as well, being, you know, well, cautious about what they're telling you?
Yeah, and one of the problems with the survey is that, you know, people don't really remember and they kind of estimate and stuff. But right. With this program, what we're able to do is we actually observe it. We bring it in every day. It's counted. It gives us a much more accurate reading of what the numbers are.
Sorry, I just saw you flipping through your...
Well, essentially what we're looking at is also put a limit on how many fish would be harvested through this program. So we're estimating that there'd be about 15,000 pounds a week that would go to Winnipeg Harvest. Again, this is food that's rich in protein, and so that's part of the pilot and part of the monitoring.
All right. Well, thanks, guys, for coming on. It was really interesting. And thank you, Gerald, for joining us by telephone.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for your interest.
All right, everybody. All right. That was Harry Finnegan, Dean Rennie, and Gerald McKay.